Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland Mortgage Program, a community lending initiative of the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. If you're a first or second time home buyer, now is the time. 1-800-638-7781. Help with mortgage down payment and more. The Maryland Mortgage Program, 1-800-638-7781. Well, as you left the studio, they were all in love with Nina Simone. And why should they not be in love with Nina Simone? As is the woman who wrote all this stuff about her, putting on the show, back in the studio again. Roz Coughlin is with us, education coordinator at Center Stage, playwright, director and presenter of the Nina Simone Tribute. Navasha Dyer is back in the studio as well.
Hey,
Navasha.
Hey.
Performer. She's been performing on the, at the Nina Simone Tribute and former lead singer and co-founder of Fertile Ground. Good to see you both.
Hey.
Thank you, Mark.
Now, so here we go again. Nina's back.
Yes. Back by popular demand.
Yes, yes. So tell us what's happening.
Well, what happened is that when we did the show in February, we got overwhelming support, that it was just a sold-out show. There were people waiting in the lobby, clamoring to get in, and we couldn't let people in. So Creative Alliance said, let's do it again, and let's do two shows this time and invite more people to come and just continue to expand the legacy and the love of Nina Simone. Baltimore loves her. They can't get enough of Nina and the wonderful artists that are lined up to present work by and about her.
And maybe it might have, if I does love Nina, and it probably has a little bit to do with the production that Roz Coughlin put on and knows how to put on. What do you think, Navasha?
I think so.
That has something to do with it?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
So, and Nina Simone's been, there's some controversy around Nina Simone right now in the movie coming out.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot, and we're going to actually touch on that at the show. The Hollywood is producing a movie about Nina Simone, and for a while it looked like Mary J. Blige was tapped to play Nina Simone, but then something fell through with that, and so then all this information came out that Zoe Saldana was going to play Nina Simone.
Right.
And no disrespect to Zoe, I think she's an amazing actress and support her 100%. But she looks nothing like Nina, has none of the spirit of Nina. And Nina was a champion of brown and black women, of women who didn't fit the stereotype of the American beauty image for women. And to not have someone who somewhat reflects her image or reflects her inner beauty and strength as well is kind of, I think, a disrespect and a slap in the face. And I think we have to be aware of how Hollywood is handling the stories of our heroes and heroines.
I mean, not that Zoe is not a great actress.
Right.
And wouldn't do a great job.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And probably will find the soul of Nina. But what you're saying is people are really upset about, which, as you just described it, what it's how we will perceive Nina because of the movie.
Yes, exactly.
Because of who she was.
Because a lot of people are still not fully familiar with her story and her artistry. I think one of the biggest things is, I believe if you're going to do work, like when I pass away and someone wants to do work on me, if I have a family member or a whole empire, enterprise, or business where they're holding my vision and what I believed in, I would want them to check in with me and my people, the people who I've left and just designated to keep my legacy alive. And I think they didn't really quite do that.
Right.
And so I know her daughter, Simone, was a little frustrated with that in regards to them checking in to get current, you know, accurate details, because Nina Simone, you can change history by putting this movie out.
Yes.
And it can change people's point of view in regards to the movement and what she sung for, her transitions.
What she believed.
And what she believed in and
right.
what she sung for and how she felt inside. And it's kind of, you know, interesting. I mean, you have to be mindful and respectful. And a lot of people in this situation, I don't know if she really checked in. I believe she did not, actually. Her daughter has said publicly she has not checked in with them to get, you know, accurate information in regards to what happened in her life and all those kind of things. So that's the part that feels a little disrespectful to me, because it's saying, I'm going to write a movie about, you know, someone, you know, Eric Clapton, and never check in with anybody in his family or Mark Steiner, and don't talk to any of your family and your children. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to imitate him in the studio. And that's not cool if, you know, people want to really honor the legacy. The people who are closest to you would know better.
So let's talk about how you all are honoring Nina Simone's legacy in this piece you're going to be doing this weekend.
Yes. We're so excited that we've been able to add the wonderful, talented, excellent Navasha Dyer to the lineup. When I went to Creative Alliance to talk about doing this again, one of the first names, one of the first things that they said was, you think we could get Navasha? And my little wheel started turning, and I was like, yes, let's do this. She's just a wonderful artist, an inspirational person, and the work that Navasha does in the community with young people, with organizations she's involved in. and being an activist and an artist just inspires me. So I'm excited to see her take on Nina Simone, and I know she's going to inspire the rest of the audience that's there. We also have Olu Butterfly joining us again.
Oh, yeah.
Going to do some spoken word about Nina. We also have Bashi Rose. He's created some films, some archival footage of Nina that's really interesting. Like, Bashi really dug into the crates and came up with some stuff that you don't usually see about Nina Simone. So that's going to be interesting. We have Rainfall Dance, who is also collaborating with Bashi to create some stuff. Kwame and Deidre Apare of Dishy Bim, traditional contemporary African dance crew, is going to be there. Jonathan Gilmore, son of Leah Gilmore, is going to
sing.
Who can sing? Yeah.
He can sing.
Jonathan's going to be there.
Really
so
sing.
I know. I'm so excited about this lineup and that people want to see it again. Like, I've talked to folks who came to the first one and they're coming to the second one, or folks who missed the first one.
I missed the first one.
About this one. So, I mean, it's going to be an inspiring
night. I was out of town.
Night.
I couldn't be there.
Right.
I felt so bad.
Well, there are two shows, Friday 7 and 9.
So I'm curious what kind of what drove you to do this? I mean, we talked a bit about this last time, but I mean, you picked certain figures for your play work in musical history. And tell me how you did that and why you picked. You did Thelonious.
Yeah, I did
Rave reviews. In Washington, just rave reviews.
Yes. The D.C. Black Theater Festival and the D.C. theater community completely embraced us for the Thelonious Monk piece. You know, I don't select them. They choose me. You know, and I know that sounds sort of cliche, but it's so true. Like, these
tell
pieces.
Tell me how Nina chose you. How did Nina choose you? What did you feel?
What did I feel? Nina changed my life. And so I was sitting in this meeting at the Creative Alliance, and they said, you know, it's Black History Month, and let's keep, you know, Black history, the legacy alive. What should we do? And the idea of a tribute came up, and Karen Somerville there at Creative Alliance, we looked at each other at the same time, and it was like, Nina Simone. We got to do something for Nina Simone. She's changed so many lives. I was talking to one of my interns down at Center Stage just this past week, and she was like, you know, there are certain artists that just can change the entire trajectory of your life once you hear their music. Mm-hmm. And Nina is one of those types of people. And so just for the next generation, for my daughters and for all of the young women out there to know who Nina Simone is, that's what's most important to me, that we don't let her legacy die. Because like with Thelonious Monk, so many of our musicians, artists sort of fall into obscurity. Mm-hmm. And I think it's on us to keep them alive.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Let me ask Bobby what we have back there. Oh, we got right to me about what's queued up, so we can have people who don't know Nina. There are many people who don't.
Yes, that's true.
What we might hear a little bit of her that we have, and then we have Mississippi and a bunch of other things that people know. Young, Gifted, and Black is one of the songs that I think that it's hard not to sit here and just. So let's see what you got queued up. Let me know, and we'll put that up there so people can hear it. But I mean, let's talk about who she was. Mm-hmm. I mean, and what she did with her life, because we don't really. I mean, a lot of people just don't know. You hear the name Nina Simone, probably more people know the name than don't know it. But in the younger generations, fewer have heard her. Right?
Okay. She is a pianist first. That was her claim. She was classically trained. She is from the South. I can't remember which city. And so a white woman took her in and taught her piano lessons, and she really advanced in European classical piano. She ended up going to college, and she wanted to study, I want to say it was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and she wanted to study concert piano, and she was not able to do that. And to make extra money, she started playing and singing. And I know the story too, so just, you know, check in with me. and so she just got on this trip of just singing and playing piano because she was good at it. And the thing about her as a vocalist, her voice is some people have pretty voices, and then some people have pretty voices that touch you. And she has a voice, you know, as a vocalist, I know a lot of different vocalists, and they all touch me different ways. Hers is so raw, and it's really on purpose, and it's very strong. And so she would sing and play, and people just start loving her. And so she ended up kind of in this whirlwind of being a singer, and she really was like, I'm a classical pianist. Hello, thank you very much. And her journey also, one of her elders, her big brothers, James Baldwin, really reminded her about her responsibility to be an activist and use her art to bring awareness of social change, or to bring people to an awareness of the need for social change, and to share the experience of African Americans being brought here from Africa to be slaves, and just really making that a point so that people, because her voice could do that. She could sing, I mean, and you're like, just watching, because it's so full and deep. Abby Lincoln has that kind of voice, too, in
yes,
my
she
opinion.
Did. Yes, she did.
And
yes, she
Billy,
did.
You know, people who we really admire. Ella Fitzgerald's not even fair. It's like, who can do all that? It's not
That's
fair.
A different kind of
That's a whole nother, you know, it's like not even fair. But Nina, you know, she was inspired. The thing I really wanted to point out is that someone had to remind her
right,
to use
right.
her art for social change. She just wasn't thinking that way. Mm-hmm. She had insecurities. I know she was a Pisces, by the way. And she had insecurities and she was sad. And once again, you know, the industry, even with her song, her album Baltimore, the producers did not get her permission for her pictures. She did not like the arrangement. She did not like the album, actually. And so the lack of respect for her still happened, even though she was renowned. And so she inspires me to be very, to be free, to call my own shots in my career, mm-hmm. to be strong even as a woman in this career and not be afraid of anything, and to really use my voice to bring healing, to bring social change and awareness of social change and the issues that are going on. So Nina Simone is a woman that in her journey, you know, even with her daughter not being around so much and her husband being her manager, she has a great autobiography that people should go read. I think mm-hmm. autobiographies really help you because you build off of
yes.
what's happened already.
Great autobiography.
And a lot of young people my age and younger, they think they've arrived or they created something new when this people's shoulders they're standing on that they do not honor. And so with Nina Simone, she's definitely someone that a lot of people have been influenced by, and she was influenced by others as well. So Nina Simone, very strong. You felt the sorrow and sadness in her voice, just like Billy. Her mm-hmm. frustration, her voice, just like Billy. It was just deeper and stronger, in my opinion. And it really, it made you go, ooh.
Right, right. For me, what it was, part of it is like, is that anger. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that happens sometimes in our community is we suppress the anger mm-hmm. that has happened from generation to generation because of oppression and other things. And so we just sort of suppress it and push it down and just mm-hmm. try to keep going and keep barreling mm-hmm. through. Nina let her pain show. Mm-hmm. She let her anger show. And that mm-hmm. inspires me. Like, it's okay sometimes to get mad. If you're mm-hmm. not mad, it's a problem. If you mm-hmm. look around at the conditions of what's going on with our people and you don't get angry sometimes, something is mm-hmm. wrong. So mm-hmm. I appreciate that emotionality that she brings, that rawness. And I think she probably did suppress some things in her personal life, but through her music,
oh, yeah.
man, she really let that pain show.
I mean, I guess it's 63, 64, when Nina Simone came out with Mississippi Goddamn,
mm-hmm.
after Medgar Evers was killed, yep. after the mm-hmm. Birmingham bombing happened,
mm-hmm.
she was so angry. And the song she just wrote and created
mm-hmm.
became almost an anthem. I mean, it
yep.
was a very powerful piece of music.
Yes. Yeah.
And got her in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And got her career in trouble as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she didn't mind that. You know, she didn't mind taking those risks. And I think, yeah. you know, Navasha brought up an important point that she did have to be pushed. Sometimes we do have to be pushed. You know, she was pushed by James Baldwin. She was pushed a little bit by Lorraine Hansberry,
mm-hmm.
you know, in sort of the right direction. And sometimes, you know, we have to be pushed. And she talks about, you know, being a little resistant to become like this activist right away. But boy, when she got into it, she mm-hmm. dug all
deep.
The way in.
She had a rendition of Strange Fruit
mm-hmm.
that she did. Of course, Billie Holiday wrote.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was just from the I love Billie Holiday, but something about the way Nina Simone sang Strange Fruit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think, you know, as an artist, you can't be afraid. I mean, you know, you have to know who moves your mountains and keep
right.
moving forward. You can't be, you know, she wasn't a tap dancer. Neither am I, actually. But she wasn't a tap dancer. I mean, you use your beauty, you use the beauty of your art, and you use your art for what you need to do, and you are not afraid, because if people were afraid, we wouldn't have great movements that have happened. That people knew Martin Luther King knew what happened. He said, you know, I'm about to risk my life. You never know what's going to happen. So my mother told me, she said, who's willing to die for the light? Who's willing to just risk themselves and say, you know what, if it's truth and light, so be it. You know, because I don't want to cross over with fear and people saying, she could have helped, but she didn't help because she was afraid. No. No fear. So I think Nina Simone represents lack of fearless. She was fearless. And especially after she was inspired and reminded. And she was like, okay. And she was known as that. I mean, she was a diva. I mean, she still was a diva.
She was a diva. Yes.
Even with people getting in trouble and all these things, she's still mm-hmm. a diva and known as that, and stayed sitting up like this.
Mm-hmm.
You may not understand my skin color or my people mm-hmm. or my story, but I'm going to show you. And she's directing the male bands that play with her, not the female. She's the female leading them, directing them, and singing her
songs.
She
was the boss.
And people loved her.
She reminds me of you, Navasha.
Oh, a little something. No, but she wasn't afraid, and the people loved her, though.
So as I want you to, we're going to take up a few more minutes here. No, we're going to go in just a minute. I'm not quite ready. We're going to bring on Mike Cryer and talk about Michelle Obama in just a second. We just got to conclude this out. We haven't heard any Nina yet. This little Nina under.
Let's hear her now.
And have it. Put a little Nina under us here for a minute, and then
upset.
A little lower.
Tennessee made me lose my rest, and it
If you come to the show, you will hear a rendition of this song that is so original. You're just going to...
Who's going to sing that? Navasha.
Yes.
Hey, you're telling all the secrets.
Sorry.
Secret?
I just had to tell that little
surprise,
bit so they
surprise.
Can...
You'll have other surprises, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So this is going to be... You do not want to miss this show coming up this Friday night. Two shows, 7 to 9 p.m., a tribute to Nina Simone, an evening honoring the High Priestess of Soul.
Yes, yes.
Takes place this Friday at September 21st at the Creative Alliance, which is on the east side by Patterson Park. There'll be two shows, 7 p.m. and at 9 p.m. I can't talk ticket prices on public radio, but you can go to creativealliance.org to find information about tickets, buy tickets online, or you can also just call Creative Alliance and find out more about it. Mm-hmm. But it's this Friday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Creative Alliance. Just Google it. A tribute to Nina Simone, an evening honoring the High Priestess of Soul, put together, written by the great playwright and actor and everything else she is, Roz Cotham.
Thank you, Mark.
You just
Thank
do great
you.
Work.
Thank you so much. Always we
good
appreciate
to have
your support.
Always. Mm-hmm. Good to have you in the studio here. Navasha Dyer, I can't wait to see you perform.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. Everyone's going to really enjoy the art they're going to witness.
They
that
will.
Night.
And that's from the song we were talking about. That is Mississippi Goddamn.
Yeah, yes.
And she has such a range.
Yes.
Such a range. So we have to take a break here in a minute, and we're going to bring Mike Cryer to talk about Michelle Obama. But okay. I want to thank both your sisters for showing up, and good luck Friday night, and I look forward
thank
to hearing
you.
This one.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Great
peace.
Show.
Don't go away. Mike Cryer, not with Michelle Obama, but talking about what she's going to do when she's here.